This is the day the Lord has made. Let's be glad and rejoice in it. So, Father, we just thank you again for this opportunity to be in your house and to serve you and to praise you and worship you. Lord, you're awesome. We love you and we thank you for blessing this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let us stand as we say our scripture together.
I love to stand when we honor the scripture. I love that. I mean, then we're sitting during the message, but I like this part when we honor the Lord. And in some churches, I love it where we have it as a friend, and that's good. But Debbie and I, we went to our uncle's church on the East Coast, and one thing about their church and their denomination is they really revere and honor and fear of the Lord. And it's we've lost that sometimes because, yes, he is our friend, but we still need to honor and revere who he really is. And so I like that then when somebody suggested to stand at the opening scripture. I love that because I said, yes, let's do that. Let's incorporate that because we're just once again showing God, this is the beginning of the service. This is yours. And we honor you and we praise you and we thank you for your precious holy word. It is incredible and is so powerful. We're going to be saying the scripture together out loud from the NIV this time, the New International Version, and it's from Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let's remain standing.
The deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You desire. and I long to worship thee. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We lift up your name with our whole heart, with all of our strength and all of our mind. For you are a king. You're a friend, our best friend. And you're closer than a brother.
Oh. Yes, Lord, it's hard to stop worshiping. It's so good. So we don't have to stop. We can continue with our worship and giving.
Yes.
Lord, you are a mighty, mighty God. There is none beside you. And we worship and adore you. We are so privileged to be your children, to be meeting and worshiping and loving on you, Lord. So, Lord, as we continue with our worship in giving, we ask that you would receive these gifts in the spirit that they are given, in a spirit of worship, love, and adoration. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
In Jesus is my portion, my constant friend. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know watches me. Sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Yes, I sing because I am happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And I know that hymn, but I knew that we had to sing it, you know, during our, you know, the Lord's tithes and our offerings time in this time, but I kept singing it wrong. I made up my own way to do it in the middle, so I kept practicing it, and I kept going back to the way that I've done it. I mean, the chorus I did right in the end of that one song, but I made up a different way that I knew it, and I couldn't get it undone. So I go, well, now what do I do? it's late and I really feel we need to sing this and like, you know, and this is so I should have made, but I thought, well, we can kind of hear this and kind of, you know, barely, you know, so, but that's why I was a little bit, but the beginning was, why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion? My constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen. And part of that, we're singing and being happy, is part of this, is continuing to worship him and praise him and honor him and bring glory unto him is this special time of giving the tithes and offerings to him. I mean, all is his. Everything that he's given is from him. Everything we have, all increase. And what a special time to praise him and to be thankful. And like, in a sense, these bills have music notes up to him, you know, in a sense, because it's praise and worship unto him as we love him and praise him and glorify him and we're happy for all the increase and we give with cheerful hearts and obedience to the Holy Spirit and the leading, and it's just an awesome time of worship and praise to him. So let's join in prayer. Lord, we present this to you. This is yours. These are your tithes, Lord God, and our offerings. And I thank you and praise you, Lord, for all increase comes from you. And all you ask is for 10% of that increase to be given back to you. That is your tithes. But then, Lord, you often lead us through your Holy Spirit to give above and beyond, which is offering. So we thank you for each one, Lord, that is in this offering basket right now, Lord. And we just ask and pray that you will bless in all ways, Lord. Pour your blessings upon this. This is yours. For you know that Pathway of Hope wants to be a light for you in this community and beyond. We thank you and praise you that in part of that beyond is that even 10% of the non-designated tithes and offerings helps the Foursquare Church, which then part of that even helps for the missions around the world, because Foursquare is totally, completely, very mission-oriented, spreading the gospel around the world. So, Lord, I just thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we thank you. This it is yours. Lord, we thank you and praise you. May you multiply it, Lord, for your purposes, for your glory, Lord. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. So everybody knows that, well, I think everybody knows, most everybody knows, that we had our women's potluck breakfast yesterday, and I didn't do those ones, so I have a few slides, right? I didn't do those to let me know what they are. So, but I want to show the picture of the women's potluck breakfast, and see, and Margaret took the picture, and then we said, come on, Margaret, let's take a picture of you, and she says, no, that's okay. So, yeah, uh-huh. So I said, okay, the person who took the pictures is Margaret, and I found it on her Facebook, and I go, so, and the winner of the raffle, you know, the name drawing that we did was my sister, so that was kind of cool. Yeah, I know. It was like, that was kind of cool, but we had a good time. It was such a blessed time, and then it was just totally like you could see the Holy Spirit working, because some of what I'm going to share today, Pastor Janet shared. So it was really cool. And then Pastor Janet, I said, even the worship once again, it goes together. And then,
she's hiding.
She's Barbara. See, Gloria, you could barely see her. She's hiding. She had a very beautiful lavender outfit on with pretty skirt. It was so pretty. And then, isn't that cute, the hat that Melissa has on? That was so cute. And then there, just want to remind you about the Leading Ladies Rally that's coming up. So ladies, just mark your calendar, October 5th, Saturday. And it's free, and it's, you know, in the morning, 9 to 12. They're going to try really good to try to end it at 12:30. So, and then I just want to remind you about the Eagle Farm. I totally forgot to make these. And so this is, if you want to get the discounts, get it by the end of September, the discounted rates. And if not, but there's some good speakers at this. And like I told you, it's a more intimate type of conferency type feeling. It's really good. We enjoyed it last year. And then I want to just remind you, I'll tell you more details as we get closer to the join the prayer cast, and it'll be great to help us. So I just wanted to remind you, mark your calendars, that kind of stuff. Oh, and then the the next one, the register now for the walk and or run, you know, for freedom if you're into running. And it's a great cause. And this is with Sold No More Ministries, you know, which is, you know, the Christian part of Streetlight Ministries. So great, great cause. And if not, maybe you know somebody who's going to, and you'll want to sponsor them or help them with the run. I mean, you can always give to them too, but if you felt the Lord, and that's it, right? So, yeah, I just totally forgot to add those little things and do the prints, and so then I didn't know. We are, remember, I hope you saw an email, and I forgot to do it Friday because I kind of got distracted with my sister, and it's all her fault. But I was going to send out an email. Do you like that? The way I blamed it on her instead of taking it. I'm really, yeah. So, anyways, you know, 6 years of her blaming me, the younger sister, so now, you know, payback. So, no, I'm teasing. But I got, you know, distracted, and so I sent an email out, but we are going to take a special offering, a love offering for Pastor Victor. Remember, Pathway of Hope was our church plant team came from Hayward Four Square Church, which is New Hope Christian Fellowship. And Pastor Victor Cervantes is the one that was appointed as the senior pastor to replace Pastor Johnny Johnson when we all came out as a team. Well, Pastor Victor for several months now has been battling cancer. And he just got home last weekend from 5 weeks in the hospital with five different procedures. And with that came also, he needs some equipment and stuff. And so remember I mentioned, we prayed for him and I mentioned that he was applying for some aid, but he has to pay for this equipment to help him with the recovery. So it was mentioned on Tuesday night at prayer night, we were praying for him, but also we wanted to do a love offering for him. And we want to send it. This is the church that we came from, and he is an awesome man of God. He loves the Lord. He loves the Word. And he, in fact, Debbie, when she came over to my office and we were doing some church business, my office study thing, area, you know, room at the house, she saw a bulletin on the wall, and she goes, "That's from New Hope." And I said, "Yeah, when I went there," and he did a sermon on truth. And so it was really an awesome sermon message. And so I kept it up there. And then it also reminds me to continue to pray for New Hope Christian Fellowship as I'm very visual. So that really helps me to remember to pray. So I would like us to take a moment to pray. But I'd like you to pray about if the Lord leads you. There is no pressure here. If the Lord leads you to give above and beyond, to bless them, that's great. Only if the Lord leads you to. If not, please at least continue to lift up Pastor Victor Cervantes and his wife Cindy during this time. We will not send the check until Wednesday in the mail. So if you want to pray about it some more and want to let me know. Also, if you just, you know the amount and you want to just get it to me on next Sunday, that's fine. Just let me know and then we'll make sure that, you know, that is put in there when we send the check. We're going to mail the check on Wednesday. But you could get it to me before or get it to Debbie, not me. Get it to Debbie. She's the treasurer. She handles the money. So get it to Debbie or, you know, you could get it to me in an envelope, please. I don't want to see the amount. And then I give it to Debbie. And then she will then accordingly will send the check. So, but I would appreciate it if we take this time first to pray for them. And then we'll do a special love offering for them. Heavenly Father, I truly thank you for Pastor Victor's heart, for his love for you, for his love for your word. Lord, I ask and pray that you will continue to touch his body. It's been encouraging to see the times that I've seen on Facebook. He is positive, and he's usually very upbeat and positive and praising you and knowing that you're in control of all things. And so he has that mindset of your eye is on the sparrow. And he knows, Lord God, that you're watching him, that you have this under control. And he praises you. And I thank you for that. I thank you for his heart and looking for his strength from you as he goes through these different trials. Because, Lord, we know you could miraculously heal him. But right now you are allowing him to go through this as the process of your healing. Because he has received healing by the blood of Jesus. You have can't come to, Jesus came to heal all diseases. Jesus came that by his stripes we are all healed. We have that to claim. And I thank you that Pastor Victor is claiming that. And then that process, until that manifestation shows itself,
Lord, he continues to look to you for the strength for with every process for this healing to show itself. So, Lord, I ask and pray that you will also be with Cindy, his lovely wife. I pray that you will strengthen her and help her. And, Lord, I pray that you will just continue to fill him with your peace and your comfort. Help him, Lord, with the things that he's supposed to do and not do. You don't want to do things too fast when you're feeling better, because then you could have a relapse. So I just ask and pray, Lord, that you will just guide and direct Pastor Victor and his wife, Cindy. Help them and just pour your healing blessing upon them and their home, Lord, and the church. We lift up New Hope Christian Fellowship, and I pray your blessings upon New Hope Christian Fellowship and all those that are adding on different responsibilities to cover Pastor Victor while he is at home recovering. So we just ask and pray this. And Lord, I pray your blessings upon this love offering. And I pray that it will be multiplied and that all their financial needs will be met, so they will not even have that stress and strain on them, Lord. And I pray this also for New Hope Christian Fellowship, Lord. So I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, hearing our hearts, and for, I pray that you will stir our hearts during the next days that follow, that we will continue to lift up Pastor Victor and his lovely wife, Cindy. We ask and pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So you want to hear my way of singing? Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. Me. So it's a little different, you know, and I was like, oh, I can't get it. I couldn't get it right. So it's like, okay, all right. We're just doing it this way, and hopefully that was good. But this is an exciting day. 8 years, new beginnings. 8. The reason I put new beginning is because 8 means new beginning. And Pathway of Hope Camera, and this is the month. Remember I told you I will have all of this out because it's such a holy month. It is such a blessed month. And we celebrated in the beginning with Rosh Hashanah. And then and then we celebrated the days of awe. And then the Day of Atonement. It's just a wonderful month. And here we are celebrating 8 years, a new beginning. But I looked at some old slides that we had, that I had on this computer, and so I brought that up, and there's Pastor Johnny and Minnie. This was one of our old original websites that we had, and Pastor Janice's picture, and then Pastor Doug and Jackie. And then we have one with some of the leadership that was there, and Sandy was in charge of the Holy Ministry and had some other roles in leadership, and then Pastor, you know, Randy at that time wasn't a pastor yet, but he was a youth leader and the worship leader and his lovely wife, Elizabeth. And then you have Dick and Lynn is the one that, you know, went to be with the Lord. And this is Dick's home right here. And that's me. And then there's Travis and Tara. And they were helping for a while with the youth. And I was one of the connection small group leaders, you know, the women's Bible study. And then we have another one, and look at that beautiful couple right there. And look at Jackie when she was pregnant with Isaac, and that. And then right after she had, and we had the MOPS, the Mothers of Prayer, you know, group, and Mothers of Preschoolers. I'm sorry, I was getting that confused with the other one. But do you remember her name? Was it Ariel? Ariel, yeah. And they moved to like the East Coast somewhere, didn't they? Yeah. So, and then that's their miracle baby. And then the children's ministry, do you remember? And like, look at Jesse. He was so young, the middle, taller, you know, he's now 17. So that was a while. I mean, we've been here. This is, you know, going into our 8th year, so seven full years. And then the next one is is, oh, remember this, Pastor Janet, when you did this? I loved it when you did the armor of God. And I was working a lot, so I was hearing about it. But it was so neat. I just thought that was really neat. And then the next one is the youth ministry. And remember, they did some really neat field trips, and that was fun. And I just saw Megan at the store the other day when I was with my sister shopping. So Megan with a little, what does that say on her shirt? With the,
no,
yeah, okay, yeah, in the little basket. And she's being so cute. She's 21 now. I know, crazy. And then the hula ministry and how we would go different places and sing. Remember when the children, that was just so cool. So that was really a blessing, the hula ministry. And then we've got, oh, remember the father-daughter event for those that went to the father-daughter event? That was really a special night. I loved seeing the pictures and look at Hannah and Bethany and all of the hat. And look at them, they're so cute. Look at them. And then, oh, it's just so cute. I love it. And Pastor Doug, that was great. That was funny. And Abby. And then, look at, we used to have barbecues and stuff. And look at, I saw one with Howard. And Beemel's just a little bit on the edge of that picture. And then Will and Tally. And then Lori, they moved. And Rockstar and Debbie and Keith. And so, and then... That I call John the rock star because he always has his sunglasses, prescription sunglasses on. And then the next slide, look at the baptisms. And we're going to have more. We're going to have baptisms. So, but praise God. But I thought this was so precious when Howard with Daniel. Isn't that precious, huh? What a special memory. And this is your pool. So it's so special. And then we have another. Oh yeah, and that's when I was dedicated. And so I was the women's ministry director in January, but we did the prayer over me in February. So starting in January, because we were busy doing all sorts of things in January. So, but I remember, there's Lynn, and then Dick is talking, and then Pastor Doug and Pastor Janet and Sandy, and you can see everybody. Yeah, Jackie. And so all the leadership, I think, was up there. Okay. And then all these are pictures. There's Pastor Johnny and Minnie, you know, and Pastor Doug. That was the beginning, like the websites. And then I found some current where they're at now serving the Lord. So I got those off of the current websites of everybody and Randy off of LifePoint and Pastor, and then Life Community where Pastor Johnny and Minnie are, and then Pastors Johnny and Minnie, and then the kids. And then remember the quilting thing? We had that. So remember when you guys had that Hawaiian quilting? Did anybody finish theirs?
Well, sort of.
Okay, cool. And then the next one. Remember this potluck breakfast we had? That was fun. That was really fun. And then you saw the picture of the other one. So, and then next one. Do we have a next one?
That's it.
Nope, that's it. That's it, yeah. So here we are. 8 years, so, but I just, and then I have some, remember when we did a celebration several years ago and I made a bunch of posters and stuff, poster boards, so I have those because some of those pictures, I either don't have them or they're on a different computer or something, so I brought that stuff up for more memories. You can look at it at your time, at your leisure. But once again, I was mentioning how this month is like an incredibly special month with all... with the different Jewish holidays and how special it is to look at them and how much they represent and how deep meaning on everything that God had them do. It is incredible. So we had Rosh Hashanah, which was Wednesday, September 4th, and this is sundown to sundown, so then through September 5th. And that, remember, we learned that means King of the Universe, Head of the Year. And they, wow, Lord, you are awesome. You are almighty. You are God, the King. And then that goes into 10 days of Oz, because the 10 days of Oz at that time of repentance, of trying to right any wrongs, trying to do like an inventory and say, okay, is there anything I need to do to get back to God being number one in their lives? God getting their lives right and back in alignment with Him. And then at the end of the days of awe is the Day of Atonement. Wow, we know that's powerful, right? And then that was a time when the priest would remember these slides that show the priest, they had such incredible duties of what they had to do, and they had to do things so precise. And then the other one where it shows that, remember, the sins would go from him. He would take on the sins of the person and put it onto the animal that he would sacrifice. This shows a lamb, but, and that would be, it would go into them, and then it was atoned by the blood that was shed after the animal was sacrificed. But there's this one picture that you can see right there in the middle, and that represents like Jesus. He is now at the mercy seat. He is our atonement. He is the great high priest. He is the one that did everything perfect for us so we could have that. But it was incredibly special what they did. They had to do everything just right. Remember I told you they'd have a cord, and if they didn't do it just right, they would die. They had to do, and we saw in Leviticus where, you know, Aaron's sons died because they were basically mocking God. They were not doing it. So this was an incredibly important time. And the Day of Atonement, the priest would do a bull that he took on the sins of Israel. And he took on his own sins, but the sins of Israel. He was taking it on as our great high priest, Jesus Christ, did for all mankind. So that was what he was doing. Then you had 5 days rest, and then you had going on to the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. And I showed you all those different ways that they celebrate. And that is from sundown September 18th through the sundown September 26th. And it's a time of just of celebrating the ingathering of what God's provision. And then at the end, the last day, they celebrate where the priest, on the eighth day, they celebrate where the priest would have a golden bowl, a golden vessel, like a pitcher or something, and they would, remember, pour the water with wine. And it was a great day of celebrating and receiving what God had done. And they would pray prayers for salvation through the promised Messiah. What they didn't know is they were praying them for the Gentiles. The Gentiles now have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so now we're praying for the Jewish people who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior to come to know. But what a powerful thing, because then do you remember when Jesus was on the cross? And it says that the water and the blood spilled out from his side. Incredible of what this represented. And they were celebrating that. The power in the word. They were celebrating it. And this is what we should have in a sense, that our hearts are always open to receive the blessings that the Lord has for us, with our hearts wanting to have him first. Repenting when we need to. Having the Holy Spirit constantly check. So we should constantly have Rosh Hashanah celebration. We should constantly have the days of awe. We should constantly be celebrating the Day of Atonement, constantly, for what the Lord has done for each and every one of us. His eye is on the sparrow is one of those that reminds us of his blessings and how he takes care of us. I was looking online, and then I was looking in my book, Amazing Grace, and it has 366 hymn stories, and I kind of grabbed from the two of them, the online Wikipedia, about this. His Eye is on the Sparrow is a gospel hymn, and it was written by, and that's that last slide, Debbie, because I made it a very last slide. Do you see it on the very end? You could show that if you want. Thank you, because I added that after. And so you can see the lady, Sybilla, I think is how you say her name, D. Martin. She was a songwriter. And then Charles H. Gabriel, he was the composer. And this was in 1905 when they wrote this. But the inspiration, it says that the theme of the song is inspired by the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew in the Bible. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6:26. Do you remember at the end of last week's message, and I had those cute little pictures, and the one said some people may think you know, may hate you, but God thinks you're great. And how special and unique you are. We are special to him. And are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Mine are a little less than they used to be when I was younger, but they are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:29-31. Sevilla Martin, who wrote the lyrics, said that this about her inspiration to write the song based in the scriptures outlined above. Early in the spring of 1905, her and her husband, they were sojourning in Elmira, New York, and they contracted a deep friendship with a couple by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle. True saints of God, listen to this. Mrs. Doolittle had been bedridden for nigh 20 years. For about 20 years. Her husband was an incurable cripple who had to propel himself to and from his business in a wheelchair. Despite their afflictions, they lived happy Christian lives, bringing inspiration and comfort to all who knew them. Despite these challenges, isn't that awesome to hear? One day, while they were visiting with the Doolittles, her husband commented on their bright hopefulness and asked them for the secret of it. Mrs. Doolittle's reply was simple. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Mrs. Doolittle, who had been bedridden for 20 years, was praising God and had a wonderful spirit. He, who had, they didn't have electric wheelchairs then, who had to do the wheelchair to work every day. The beauty of this simple expression of boundless faith gripped the hearts and fired the imagination of Dr. Martin and me, the one who wrote it. The hymn, His Eyes on the Sparrow, was the outcome of that experience. Wow. Talk about them constantly celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, constantly celebrating what the Lord had provided, constantly letting him be first and he be glorified no matter what. They were his, and they knew that they were his, and they knew that he could instantly heal them, and they knew that he also could provide them the strength to carry on each and every day until that manifestation of that healing power came. It's interesting that our Lord chose the most common of all birds. Sparrows, a little value to teach a profound truth. In God's eyes, no one is insignificant. Each one is of deep value that Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every one of us and offers all the fullness of the Father to us when we just receive that gift of salvation. Beautiful. In God's eyes, no one is insignificant. He is vitally concerned with even the details of our lives. He's taken it all. I say this often, but some of you may have seen the movie Bruce Almighty, and God is not Bruce Almighty. He's so much more powerful. And that movie just cracks me up how he just, you know, then he starts answering, oh, yes, 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 to everything. And he's like overwhelmed. And it's like, our God is so incredible. He is. He was. He is, and he always will be. Wow. Notice also that the Bible uses another bird to teach this inspiring truth. Isaiah 40:31. Those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. Hope, pathway of hope. We are a church plant from New Hope Christian Fellowship. With an awareness of God's concern for our lives and promise of his enabling power to live victoriously each and every day. So why should we be afraid? Why should we be discouraged? We can celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, each and every day. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Great is thy faithfulness. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Why should my heart be lonely? and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion. My constant friend is he, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me too. I sing because I'm happy, because he cares for me and he died for me. I sing because I'm happy, because he cares for each and every one, and he cares for the unlovable. I sing because I am free, and I want them to be free who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know that even though his eye is on the sparrow, he is watching me, and he's watching each and every one. And his heart is longing for each and every one to come and be saved and to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And he cares for those hearts who are breaking, those that are his children that love him. And he's there saying, I'm there to strengthen you. I'm there to give you that hope and fill you with the hope that only comes from me. I love you. So do not let your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear from the precious holy word. I lose my doubts and fears because I'm resting on his goodness. Though my path he leadeth me one step at a time. Because as we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, mind, our soul, our strength, our spirit, he will guide and direct us. But often it is one step at a time. And whenever I'm tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs get placed to sing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. If we have that daily working in us, daily, we should be singing and praising him all the time, no matter what happens. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16 says, inasmuch then as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in him. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Let us be fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need. Appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. I like it before, but often it is just when we need it. I let my sister see a movie that is based on a true story, and you often saw them being provided for just when they needed it, just in time. She had an abusive husband, an alcoholic. He had been in an accident, but you saw her honoring him, having the kids to honor him. She continued to see God miraculously provide time and time again. One time she went to the closet and she was looking for her children. They were in there saying, please, Lord God, help mommy to win this contest. Help mommy to win this contest. Wow. Yeah. Our God is awesome and he will provide. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says in NIV, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This hope does not come in and of ourselves. The power of the Holy Spirit comes to us and gives us. In the Amplified, it says, may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. The Greek is elpis for this word, hope. And it's a primitive of elpo, to anticipate, usually with pleasure. Whoa. Expectation, abstract or concrete, or a confidence. This is faith and hope. This comes from us being the Lord. Jesus is saying, I paid for you. I have atoned you. You now have everything that my Heavenly Father has given to me, which is all his fullness. And so now it is yours through the Holy Spirit. And that is why we can be overflowing with abundant hope. Every day, no matter what's going on. Amen. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 in the CEV says, the Contemporary English Version says, may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you with hope. And then the Expanded Bible says, then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have power, and it comes not from us. It comes from him. For we can do nothing in and of ourselves, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. These are from Philippians 4 and John 15. So we've seen that our church, Pathway of Hope, when it came here 8 years ago, we've seen that Pastor Johnny and Mindy, they focused a lot too on second chances. Our God who forgives and forgives and forgives. And one of their focuses was loving God, loving others. Nothing more, nothing less. And then Pastor Doug, when he was appointed as the next senior pastor, as God had moved on pastors Johnny and Mindy Johnson to the Phoenix area. And then we had it where he was saying that we will glorify God as Spirit-filled people, empowered by the Holy Spirit to do his perfect will in this imperfect world, because we cannot do it in and of ourselves. In that, we saw that Pastor Doug started getting words for the year. In 2010, we got the word believe. Then in 2011, we got the word harvest. 2012, we got the word reach. And this year, God gave us a word, receive. But do you see it all? It didn't stop. That wasn't just for 1 year. Do you see that it was building? And then Pastor Doug, I remember in 2011, he was going, well, did I get it wrong? Harvest, did I not hear from the Lord right? We didn't have a big harvest of saved souls, but we had a harvest of some going to be with the Lord in heaven. Sometimes the way that we view things and think things is not the way that God is meaning. And that harvest is still not done. We still need to believe. We still need to remember that the harvest, and that's why I put more of the harvest. Here they are. So I have some more of the harvest bookmarkers. Still, I found those. And then I saw those. And then reach. We still need to reach others. And then receive. Do you remember receive, the acronym? Rejoice. R. Rejoice in the Lord always. Can I say rejoice? And then we had a bunch of scriptures about that. And then the E, the first E, edify. Edification, an upbuilding and a constructive spiritual progress, a building up, a strengthening, stronger in faith, helping each other to grow, making them stronger. What did I know when God appointed me as a senior pastor? We had to have a strong discipleship, and we've got that, and we're going to continue to build more and more discipleship. We are going to dare to continue to be disciples. And C, comfort and consolation. And E, exhortation and encouragement. Giving everybody the hope, the admonishing, and this teaching to instruct and direct and to warn. Worldwide English says, to help them to believe. Yeah. And then the I, remember I thought it was include the Lord in everything, and then he changed it up. And it was impartation. Wow! I mean, if you're imparted, how can you not include the Lord in everything? And then be victoriously, victoriously live each day. We are not supposed to. We are no longer weak. We are strong. And when we feel weak, we are strong. Because when we look in the mirror, we may look like we're thinking we're a little kitty cat. But we are a lion. Fierce. Because we have the power of the blood of Jesus covering us. We have the power of his name. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us, and we have the power of the angels that are on assignment around us. But we have to power when we have not grieving the Holy Spirit, and we are not quenching the Holy Spirit. We are not provoking the angels because our hearts are turned to him. He then comes along and will strengthen mightily and provide for them mightily those whose hearts are turned to him. And that is where we get the last one, because that last E, empowered by him.
Amen.
So not by us, it's by him. Have I failed in that? Yeah. But we are here to encourage each other because we're human. And we need to encourage each other to continue to remember to take our eyes off of this and put our eyes on that. Our eyes are supposed to be vertical, not horizontal. And that's not always easy to do. But when you're a deer, guess what a deer's eyesight? A deer's eyesight looks this way. Not peripheral. We got a storm coming. Not peripheral, but it is constant. The deer is totally taking inside that he's looking up and he's looking out or down. And it's all registered at the same time. All processed. Not peripheral vision. It is him. Receive. To come into possession of. Acquire is one of the. Receive a gift. To act as a receptacle or container for the cistern receives water from the roof. To assimilate through the mind or senses. Receive new ideas. To permit, to enter, to admit, to welcome, to greet the Lord, to react in a specified manner according to what he is acting, asking us to do. Because we really should more of a reaction. It should be a response of love. Just as he did. And accept as authoritative, true or accurate. We need to believe, receive, to support the weight or pressure or bear. Do you remember when we went through Matthew 28 through 30? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, you, and learn from me. For I, the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, am gentle and lowly in heart. He came, remember, to serve, not to be served. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we need to receive and bear his weight, not what the world or Satan wants us to bear. To take a mark or impression from the weight of something, because when we have his yoke on us, we have his mark on us. We have the Holy Spirit saying, don't touch them. They are Jesus's. And Jesus says, don't you dare. That's my child. And they are joint heirs of my Heavenly Father. They have access to everything through the name of my name, the one and true only name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Acquire, experience, received. We can do that, and we continue to build up our faith through experience and through hearing others. And that's part of us being together. Do you remember our scriptures, John 3:21? Our opening scripture for the year, our scripture, I should say, for the year. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. John 3:21, the Amplified says, but he who practices truth, who does what is right, comes out into the light, so that his words may be plainly shown to be what they are, wrought with God, divinely prompted, done with God's help, in dependence upon him. Amen. It says that we are to shine, to make manifest, is from the Greek word for light. Show, appear, seem, to be, to shine, to show, to make known one's thoughts, to speak, to say, to luminous. But do you see what this is? This is talking about, once again, Jeremiah 33:3. Do you remember that? Where it says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, and do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. Yes, yes. When we are looking to him, he is our light, and he is the one that will provide. For his eye is on the sparrow, and we also know that he watches over us. He knows what we need, when we need it, how we need it, and he is the one and our source to provide. But we need to not put words into his mouth. We need to not put our saying, well, you need to do it this way. We need to surrender to his way. Do you remember what our guest speaker, Reverend Lois Bly, on Sunday, November 25th, 2012 said? Boy, if you remember, I want your memory. If I didn't have my notes. But she had said when I was doing the offering and raising it up and praying over the offering, she saw through the sun that was out there, the sun, Jesus. The rays going out through the offerings, the rays of the sun, Jesus Christ, going out from this place. This same Greek word for light, as I just was talking about, is used in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 is a wonderful one. I like John, period. But John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, including the sparrow. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by him. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, but it put it out and absorbed it or appropriated it. The darkness has never done that. And it is unreceptive to it. The light is so powerful. And when we walk around, when we have this light, that no matter what comes on, no matter what trials, no matter what storms, we can see the light. Because we know that no matter what goes on here, his eye is on us. And he watches over us. And we are his. And he is ours. And we can rest in that. And praise him. And say, God, you will be glorified. And I may not feel it right now, but I'm going to still, out of my act of love for you, it is not hypocrisy. It is out of my determined, persevering heart to love you no matter what. I will praise you in the midst of this. And I will sing because I'm happy. And I will sing because I'm free. For your eye is on the sparrow, and I know you watch over me. You love me, and I am yours, and you are mine. We need to remember, as 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living, in conformity to God's will and thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God and the woman of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me, and he sees my heart. This day, the last day on this coming from Wednesday sundown to Thursday sundown, September 25th and 26th, it is the day after the the Feast of Tabernacles. Thank you. And I was going to say the Day of Atonement. I was like, no, I know that's wrong. The Feast of Tabernacles. And on that last day, what do? They this is not one of like the Lord, but they started doing this, rejoicing in the Torah. Rejoicing, yes, rejoicing in the Torah. Rejoicing in Torah means instruction, teaching. The word Jesus Christ, actually, they don't realize it, those who aren't Messianic Jews, but, you know, they are celebrating the living, breathing word of God, Jesus Christ. And this is what we should be celebrating each and every day. We need to be celebrating what he has. And I have this article that was given to me, and I want to pass this out, Paul. This is called The Truth About the Bible. And this is where I want you to have this as a reference. I know some of you have heard this before on The Truth About the Bible, but how you can present to somebody else about the truth, and how this professor had been approached by a student, and how he was saying, okay, then you take 66 books, written over thousands of years period by all these different authors who never even knew each other, and yet everything is accurate. If you can tell me that, and the guy goes, well, that's impossible. And he goes, well, if you can do that, then I will say that this, you're right, this isn't true, but it is true. Because what is impossible with God is not possible with man. And that just proves that this is an impossibility that became possible only because of the Holy Spirit. Because people who were willing to be obedient to him, willing to be surrendered to him, guided and directed one step at a time. But they were willing to trust him and not be discouraged. And when they were discouraged, to lift themselves up again and helping each other with the living, breathing word of God. With the Torah even. The meaning of the number of 15, to remember that God gave us John chapter 3, verse 21, and then God gave us John chapter 6, verse 21. And he told us to add those two together. This is special. I used the cross on that one to show the specialness of the Lord, you know, and that's the big T for the big G. But we were supposed to add John 3:21, but he who does the truth, who practices the truth, who does what is true, comes out into the light so that his deeds, his works that he did, what he did, may be clearly seen, may be plainly shown to be what they are, that they have been done in God, divinely prompted, done with God's help, in dependence on him. We are dependent totally on him and in obedience to him. And then we are to add, because of the cross, of what Jesus did for us, John 6:21. Then they willingly and gladly received him into the boat. And immediately at once, the next thing they knew, the boat was at the land where they were going, where they had steered toward. They were at their destination. They reached the shore toward which they had been slowly making their way. When we got that scripture, remember, this was before the other one, where they saw Jesus do wonderful miracles. And this time he's walking on the boat. This isn't the time where they're waking him up and the storm comes. It's starting to get stormy. They're being obedient. They went out. They start drifting out. They start seeing something. They think it's a ghost. They're fearful. And then he doesn't calm the storm as they woke him up the last time. No, just the minute they allowed him in the boat, the storm stopped. We are the ship. And we learned that in that, when you go to the original Greek and Hebrew, we are the ship. And we need to have him in us. Constantly. Not, well, he is in us when we have Jesus in us, but I mean in us in the sense that our eyes are on him. You know, we're fixed. Our heart is totally his. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, your heart is we're like a deer. And we are panting for him. And we see this going on. We're even eating some of the grass. But we totally, completely see him. And it is registering all at the same time. Not peripheral vision. It is all registering at the same time. 15, being the multiple of 5, partakes of the importance of that number. Also of the number 3, with which is combined 3 times 5. 5 is the number of grace. And 3 is the number of divine perfection. 15, therefore, specially refers to acts wrought by the energy of divine grace. Grace. We just saw John 3:21 plus John 6:21. Add that together, 15. This is how we can sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him, and rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Why? Because the deity is seen in it too, 15. For 2 Hebrew letters which express Yah, it are Y, Yod, 10, and H, Hey, 5. These spell the ineffable name of Yah. Who is the fountain of all grace? He is. He is the one that provides for us. The number 15 is thus made up by addition, 10 plus 5. 3 times 5. It's powerful, the number 15 that he gave us. And to see in the King James Version, it uses that name. Remember, Evelyn, when you did the names of God? How powerful that is. And he's saying that I have given you divine grace. Why? Because Yah means the divine power. And John 3:21, that when we go to him, that and we're obedient to him, the works that he does through us as his vessels, his instruments, we are his hands and his feet, and an expression of his love to others, then that will be shown that it is wrought by God. But now we've been empowered by 15, the divine grace. We need to continue to receive, continue to believe, continue to remember that the harvest, continue to reach, continue what God started Pathway of Hope to be here on this side, and continue to reach beyond. We need to be that pathway of hope to others as we continue to seek that pathway of hope, and that hope only comes from him, to be filled with him, to overflowing it abundantly, because we look to him as we're dealing with this, because we are tears panting for him, and he is our source of living water, and he is our source of strength. And the H, meaning the number to superabound, to make fat, to cover with fat, one who abounds in strength, superabundant fertility, oil, so that this number is a superabundant number and new beginnings. This is the year we're in right now. And this precious holy month, it is no coincidence why God had Pathway of Hope be known in the community in September. For us, with us, the way we look at our calendar, 9 is the month of giving birth. A child usually born at 9 months. But now we've got the power of the holy days in Jerusalem of the Jewish people. This month, we've got such power. And then he gave us 15, and then he gave us the number 8. This is our 8th, and this is no coincidence. And we are into 8 new beginnings because we have the power of the resurrection, 7, and the power of regeneration, 1. This is going to be a flood of God's glory coming in. And I remember reading a word from the prophet on the Elijah list, and I shared it with the leadership, prophet Rick Joyner, pastor and prophet and evangelist Rick Joyner, and prophet Bob Jones. And he was saying, what's happening in a lot of areas is they're thinning things down. God is doing some cleaning out. Because he says that when there's a huge unity, which we are blessed with a unity right here, I thank God every day for the unity we have. But it's then to release the glory, and his blood will come. touch them more and more powerfully for him and for his glory. Jesus said, I will do all the things, and you will do even greater things that I asked, that I've done. If you ask in my name, I will do it in you and through you for God's glory, not even for his glory, for his Father's glory. We have the power of his name. We have the power of his blood. It is only through Christ that we'll be able to do this. We can continue on. And 22, the day that the leadership chose to celebrate this, 22 means in the Hebrew alphabet, is the Hebrew alphabet is made up of 22 letters, which are used to compose the Word of God. The Word of God is called a lamp, Psalm 119, 105, and Proverbs 6:22. Thus, it is the light by which we are to live. The word light is found 264 times in Scripture. When 264 is divided by 12, divine authority, we have 22, which represents light. Do not think that this is a coincidence. Do not think that this is an accident why we are doing it today. God is speaking loud and clear to each and every one of us, individually and corporately, as part of the body of Christ. God created 22 things in 6 days of creation. God had Moses raised up the tabernacle of God, and there were exactly 22,000 Levites consecrated to serve it. Light is used 22 times in the Gospel of John. The 22nd time John uses the word, he quotes Jesus. I have come as a light into the world so that everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness. John 12:46. Christians are to walk in the light of Christ. John 3:21. Our scripture that God gave us. This is in the biblical meaning. Do not tell me that. Nobody can convince me that this is not of God. Why we're celebrating today and in this month, and that this is our eighth year, going into our eighth year of new beginnings. I am praising God for what he has for each and every one of us, and together as a body of Christ. This is going to be an incredible year, and it's for his glory. For his glory. The Apostle Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, written to the Greek-speaking Jews and Gentiles, is the 22nd book of the New Testament. Christians are to walk in the light of Christ and be the light of the world, as Matthew 5:14-15 says. This is what God gave us. Do you remember Isaiah 62? He gave us that we are light. And do you remember the pictures of that I saw of we were a light and on the hill? Remember when God did that? And it never happened before. And it happened for a few days. And then he gave us that. And I was overwhelmed on prayer night. And then I knew he was putting two and two together. And then what Reverend Lois Bly had gotten from the Lord, we are that when our hearts are his, totally and completely his. We are going to be known by others because we have hearts that are his. We are deers panting for him, and we see what's going on. But we also are keeping our eyes and our hearts totally dedicated to him. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25 in the Amplified says, therefore, brethren, since we have full freedom and confidence to enter into the Holy of Holies by the power and virtue in the blood of Jesus, by this fresh, new, and living way, which he initiated and dedicated and opened for us through the separating curtain, veil of the Holy of Holies, that is, through his flesh. And since we have such a great and wonderful and noble priest who rules over the house of God, let us all come forward and draw near with the true, honest, and sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promises reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. And let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. The message in Romans chapter 15, verses 7 through 13 says, so reach out and welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it. Now you do it. Jesus, staying true to God's purpose, reached out in this special way to the Jewish insiders so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. As a result, the non-Jewish outsiders have been able to experience mercy and to show appreciation to God. Just think of all the scriptures that will come true in what we do, for instance. Then I'll join the outsiders in a hymn singing. I'll sing to your name and this one. The outsiders and the insiders rejoice again and again. People of all nations celebrate God. All colors and races give hearty praise. All colors and races give hearty praise. And Isaiah's word, there's the root of our ancestor Jesse, breaking through the earth and growing tree tall, tall enough for everyone, everywhere to see and take hope. Oh, may the God of green hope fill you up with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives filled with the life-giving energy of and the Holy Spirit, that it will brim over with hope. And that is why our name is Pathway of Hope. For we have willingly received into our boat, into our ship, our Lord Jesus. And we have that peace so that when he asks us to do, it will be seen that it was wrought by him. His power accompanied it for what his son did for us. So we are going to, in our last worship song, again have the Lord's Supper, because this is incredibly powerful of what Jesus did for each and every one of us. So I want you to take a moment to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you anything you need to repent of. If there's anything he's going to want you to correct, if there is needed, maybe to apologize to somebody. But just seek the Lord. And then I will want you to take the elements at your own time. This is going to be a time that you do it between you and the Lord. And I just want you to remember, as the Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the one that provided for us. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is the one that gives us that new beginning when we became a Christian. Jesus is the one that gives us the power of Pentecost, 84. Jesus is the one that shed his blood for us to live and be empowered by the atonement that is shed, because that cross is golden to each and every one of us, and that blood was shed for us. Pathway of Hope is a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center, because it continues to remember what Jesus Christ did for us and the power that we have because of what he did for us. We move in being obedient to what he has given, Pathway of Hope. This is the key. We need to be obedient, and we need to move in the divine grace, continually receiving what he has, continually with that power of John 3:21, doing and going to him, the light, and doing what he asks us, and then it'll be seen that it is wrought by him, the divine power. And John 6:21, because we need to have him in the boat, because there's storms coming. And we need to constantly have him in the boat to have that peace and to tell others, because they need the great high priest. And time is short, but we need to be obedient to what the word says, because there are people out there that have not received what Jesus Christ did on the cross for them, and their name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So we need to have more salvations. We just had one with Barbara not too long ago, and they're on vacation. But we are going to have more and more to come as we continue to be obedient. And we, Pathway of Hope, as we move in the power of 15, the divine grace, we will not only hit Catalina where God had us. We will be hitting beyond Catalina, far beyond Catalina. And we will be also impacting the world. So we need to remember that we will be a church that never sleeps, as Angela's Temple now is, with working with other denominations, as Angela's Temple is, where Pastor Matthew Barnett is totally, fully, four-square pastor when he's at Angela's Temple preaching, and then he's totally Assemblies of God when he's working with the Dream Center. We are going to work together as the body of Christ. No denominations, just as Amy's sister, Amy Simpson, the founder, didn't want. And the dedicated cornerstone says, dedicated to interdenominational and worldwide evangelism, because it is preaching his truth and helping reach others to know him. And we will see people healed. We will see people saved. Thousands will come to the altar call around, because we will be a light for him, and people will be saved, and the captives will be set free, and the blind will see. And they will see the power of the Lion of Judah, what Jesus did for them, that he was that sacrificial lamb. And they will move in the power. And when they look in the mirror, they will no longer see a kitty cat. They will see that they also have the power of the Lion of Judah with them, because their hearts are to be that spotless bride. Their hearts are turned to him and receiving that cleansing power of what Jesus did for each and every one of them. And then they will move with the fire and the power of the Lion and the power of the Holy Spirit. They will be that spotless bride. They will have the armor of God, and they will have their feet fitted with the readiness of the gospel of Christ. But they won't be looking, because Jesus is coming soon, and they will be ready, because they may look beautiful, but they are ready, and they are mighty warriors for him, because that atonement is by reading the word and being powered, because this is our treasure and this marks the map. But we have to listen to the Holy Spirit and allow the Lord to be in our ship, so that we can continue to point others to the treasure, to the gold cross of the power of the atonement, what Jesus did, because all the fullness comes through Jesus Christ by the blood that was shed on the cross. And we have the power of Isaiah 62, and we're moving out in that. And that was given to us so we can be a light to others, and we're going to move and be that light for others. Will we have an Angela's Temple? I don't know. I pray that I'll have a prayer tower, or a prayer pavilion, or a prayer room 24 hour, but we will see healings, and it will have probably cactus and stuff like that, and mesquite trees, but we will look to him who is our source, for Jesus Christ is the one who supplies all of our needs. Our riches are in and through and by Jesus, for God's perfect purpose and will, as we are obedient to him. But we need to have our hearts and our hands open to receive, just as we receive the Lord's Supper. We need to have that. We need to remember that we're continuing to, yes, try to build a building fund. But the most important is that our hearts are to him and looking to who is the miracle worker. Because when we look at what our funds are for our building fund, it doesn't look doable. But we have the miracle working God. And as we are obedient to him, we need to believe. And when we have that doubt, and that, we need to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help my lack of faith. Because then we can make bigger hearts of the Lord if we work together, hands in hands. And we will build with that hope. And others will see that hope building. This is what Pathway of Hope is. This is what Pathway will move in. This is a year of celebration continuously as we continue to receive what God has done for each and every one of us because of the power of what Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us. And I will have the Lord's Supper here available every Sunday so we can remember that and partake of what Jesus did for us as he said, do this in remembrance of me. And we will not forget that his body was broken for us, that by his stripes we are healed. And we are cleansed. And he is preparing a place for us in heaven. And he is coming soon. And it is by him, the power that what he did for us, that we will be able to move and do the challenge, deal with the challenges in ways that glorify him as we walk out this door into the mission field and pray for divine appointments for them to know that treasure, the treasure of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But we need to be willing to receive. And we need to not forget every day, celebrating who he is, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Yeah.
I sense that the Lord is speaking to this body, not only to you, Pastor Karen and Paul, but it's out of Isaiah 62, and I've kept studying it here, saying, Lord, what verse? What are you saying? And he said, it's out of Isaiah 62 that the coming year, your year number 8, will be instruction, it will be guidance, it will be encouragement. So as you study Isaiah 62, do it under his heart and his eyes. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love through the storm. He
thank you and praise you for your precious holy word.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for what Jesus did for us. We thank you for the power that we have now to go to your throne room. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And Lord, we thank you that we can take your word and claim it and declare it and proclaim it, Lord. So I pray, and as I pray, I also declare and proclaim for each and every one of us here and for those that hear this, Lord, this message. I claim and pray and declare Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. May you, Lord God, bless each and every one. May you, Lord God, watch over each and every one. May you, Lord God Almighty, guard each and every one and keep each and every one. For your eye is on the sparrow, but you also watch over each and every one of us. May you, Lord God, make your face to shine upon and enlighten each one of us and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto each and every one of us, Lord. And may you, Lord God, lift up your approving countenance upon each and every one of us and give us your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. For Jesus, the peace that you give is not like the world gives. And we thank you and praise you for your peace. May your hope, Lord God, overflow in us abundantly, bubbling over. Yes. Super abounding. We thank you and praise you as our hearts are yours, submitted to you. We are yours, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.